one bend horizontally. There is a concerning amount of flex when bent on the exterior screen, and about an equal amount of flex when bent from the rear panel that has the camera bumps. And if it has this much flexing motion while closed, I can already taste the carnage that's about to unfold when we bend it backwards while it's open. Fun fact, the Samsung Fold series of phones has never snapped in half during one of my durability tests. However, this new guy, the Samsung Z Fold 7, is the thinnest fold yet, so here's to hoping it finally happens today. Since this is the first substantial redesign of the Fold series in about 4 years, I'm pretty excited about it. And wow, does it already look really nice inside of that box. I'm feeling slightly guilty for what's about to happen, and like, yeah, it does take a special person to want a phone like this, a special person with really deep pockets, since it starts at $2,000. The phone costs more than my first car. Beyond just deep pockets though, you also kinda gotta have clean and soft pockets, since there is a whole list of caveats to ownership.